Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages.
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey, 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 hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants!
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Hit it, boom, believe it, they are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader, they are made in the USA. Photo ball marker, preserve that memory forever with a photo ball marker today. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. UFO Tour Golf, design something special today, whether it be a golf bag or an accessory. Ready Putt, you better never putt with a dirty ball ever again. All you got to do is clean it and sink it with Ready Putt. Rucket Sports, the only way to improve your game. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram, Golf Match app. You can subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes, and we are available for free in the Google Play Music Store. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGS golftalk.com. That's the website you want to get all your hot deals and get all the coupon codes for all the great deals on there and the list of our holiday gift guide. Our telephone number is 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111. Dennis the Menace Whiten, Big John Vick, Boxer Shorts, the executive producer, and the man himself in Florida, our Florida swingman, Bill the Golf Father Quavis. And Billy, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
I did. I had a very good one, long one. But most of it was spent in the doctor's office. My baby was sick, so
it was still good.
She ended up catching pneumonia. But overall, we substituted a chicken as a turkey, and we still got to spend it together, so it was still good.
Did you venture out on Black Friday? Do any Christmas shopping on Black Friday?
I ventured out as far as the golf course. We had the first tee time, 7 a.m., and I got to golf. We finished our round in about 2 hours, 45 minutes, and then I went and I, of course, used my computer to do my Black Friday shopping for me. I didn't want to deal with the crowds or anything else, so I just got my stuff right online and I have it delivered. Same pricing, same doorbusters.
Yep.
So I did pretty well. I was happy.
Good, good. On today's show, we're going to have Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation. He's going to discuss in depth the return of Tiger Woods. Now, Billy, we're not going to get too much into Tiger Woods. Going to briefly talk about it because I want to get your input about it. What's your thoughts on Tiger Woods' return so far?
Everybody found it strange Tiger Woods coming back for Tiger Woods' event, you know, which is no surprise, really, if you think about it. He had canceled the last two to make his debut over here. His first day, what is he, 73 on the first day?
Yep.
So everybody is really negative on that. I think he shot a 40 on the back. So you know how people are. You know, they're going to key in on the weaknesses. But his return is for charity, for his charity, of course. So we'll see how it goes from there for the rest of the weekend.
I think he'll win a tournament, a few tournaments. Not too sure it's going to be majors, though.
Yeah, well, we Tiger's Tiger, but it doesn't mean he's, you know, it's a whole different world for him right now. This whole thing with all these new kids coming up, and it's different. Tiger dominated. I don't see anybody dominating like he did back then. And he's definitely not going to be that much of a dominance now, the factor of all these kids and them hitting it 400-yard-plus drives. You know, it's insane the way they're playing nowadays, these kids. So, I'm glad that he's back.
Let's give Tiger credit where credit is due. Okay, just like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead. Paved the way for Tiger Woods, right?
Yes.
Tiger Woods definitely paved the way for these newcomers.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
In-depth discussion coming up after our first break with Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation about Tiger Woods' return. Like him or not, he sells tickets and he raises the ratings on the TV schedule when he is in the field. We'll talk about all that with Jason Bruno after our first break. Billy, let's get into our golf segment. Our golf segment is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com, although it seemed like we were in it already. We're talking about Tiger Woods. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or as we know it, golf knickers. And to complement those knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. And their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself, Bill the Golf Father Quavis, Dennis Whiten, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. And golf knickers available for men's, ladies, and youth. And get the promo code BIGG to get 10% off your golf knickers. That can be found on BigsGolfTalk.com at the Hot Deals page. And we have the promo code listed there as well. The first news story, Billy, I want to talk about, and as I have preached year in and year out on the LPGA Tour, I think their prize purses need to be increased, and that is exactly what's going to happen. The LPGA Tour will have four new tournaments next year with an increase of $4.35 million in total prize money. Let me tell you something. Commissioner Mike Wann announced this for the 2017 schedule last Wednesday. It features 34 official tournaments, 20 of them in North America, and 16 with prize money of over $2 million or more. Juan said that the U.S. Women's Open would have a $5 million purse, the largest ever in women's golf. Billy, this is a long time coming.
Yes, and well-deserved.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad. I mean, he's done a great job growing the game for the women. And it's awesome. They've deserved it for so long, and now they're finally getting that recognition. I always told you, I love watching women golf over regular golf. I think it's more competitive. I just enjoy it so much.
The ladies are more approachable on the in the field for the fans. I mean, it's just
absolutely.
It's a fan-friendly event. Not that the PGA Tour doesn't put on fan-friendly events. They certainly do. But the LPGA is really you know, they really make you feel like you're one of them.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're not superior over you. Where the PGA Tour, you kind of feel like those guys are superior over your game. You know, with the LPGA, they want to make you feel like you're right next to them and you're one of them.
I agree 100%. And that's the way I felt every time I've gone to any of the LPGA events. That's always where I always feel that way. I love it. I really enjoy it.
And you know what? Kudos to Mike Wann. You know, since he's taken over as commissioner, He has done us a tremendous job as commissioner.
Yes, he has. I mean, I was fortunate enough to meet him a couple of times from the road to the LPGA. He's done a great job. I mean, watching the woman, I mean, you talk about growing golf, he's grown it. He really has.
Next news story on the docket I want to talk about, and this is pretty much has to go with golf etiquette. You know, I could never discuss it enough until we as all golfers have the etiquette that is needed on the golf course. A Texas man is in critical condition after being attacked with a golf club while finishing a round at Indian Creek Golf Club in Texas. As a matter of fact, was on Good Friday. Michael Plumlee and three friends were putting out on the 17th hole a day after Thanksgiving when the group behind hit into them, according to the local news. Plumlee reacted by throwing the group's golf balls off the green, prompting one of the men to respond violently in anger and start beating Plumlee with a golf club. Billy, you know, we all have been guilty of being behind slow groups. Every single person that loves this game has been behind a slow group. And I've had groups hit into me that, and I had groups in front of me. There's no place for me to go. And certainly, I've done the same thing Plumlee has done. Either I hit the golf ball right back at him, I toss it in the water, or I'll step on that son of a bitch and sink it down into the fairway, whatever the case might be. Now, I've had people, I had a guy in Fox Hills Resort on the championship court, on a national, that hit into me and my wife, and I turned around, and I was about to hit his ball into the water when he tried to hit me with his golf cart. He tried to run me over with his golf cart, and there was just no place for us to go because we had a group on the green in front of us, and we were standing in the fairway waiting for our shot, but he felt the need to go ahead and hit his tee shot at us. Folks, here's the thing.
Doesn't make sense.
Here's the thing. Calm down. Golf is supposed to be fun. Golf is supposed to be relaxation. You know, we have to get to and golf used to be that gentleman's game. Golf, a game of etiquette, a game of politeness, a game of wearing a tie and acting proper on a golf course in the clubhouse. Yeah. Billy, where have we gone from that?
It's all the rules, everything's the destructuring of it, how you allow these people to play. It's tough. I mean, if you're going to go late, and you know, I already know, I avoid it at all costs. I mean, now we're going to have the snowbirds down in Florida. I avoid the courses where they overload. I understand that it's about making money and everything. And people go out there, they get frustrated and aggravated. But you know what? I don't put myself in a situation. If slow play is driving me crazy, I'll get off the course.
Yeah,
I'll take myself off. I don't go on there and complain. You know what? Tomorrow's another day. And to beat somebody that you almost kill him for a golf game, that's insane. That, it is just
over
crazy.
A golf ball?
a golf ball.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Can I just say something? Where was his buddies in this? Where was the guy that was doing the beating? Where was his friends in stopping him from doing this? That's what I want to know.
That's the whole thing. I mean, how do you not, especially if he's your friend, how do you not attempt?
Because
to stop
you know
him?
What's going to happen if he goes ahead and does this. He's going to go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure he has a family. I'm sure, you know, everybody involved has a life. That's what bothers me the most is nobody thinks or has a fear of consequences.
Yeah, and then you don't know. You're talking about the 17th hole. We don't know. It could have been drinking involved. You know how people get when they go. Not everybody's, going to golf to have just fun. They get, they want to have the alcohol. They want to have this. They want to have that. But alcohol can be dangerous too. So, and if he wasn't drunk, I mean, to do what he did, that's crazy, man. And now he just changed his whole life because he decided, a golf ball was worth going to jail for.
I mean, the suspect swung a golf club at Plumlee's head repeatedly and then even continuing once the Plumlee fell to the ground unconscious, he continued to swing the golf club at him and then try to get away until the police finally, caught up to him. It was... Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? I'm going to beat you until I almost kill you, and then I'm going to run away. because I don't think the cops are going to find me.
Listen to this. Over, ladies and gentlemen, think about this for a minute. A little white ball, what, maybe cost you $2? Hey, you know what? Contact me if you're running short on low on golf balls. I'll get you freaking golf balls. All right? Here's the thing. Over a golf ball, this guy is facing 20 years in prison.
Yep.
Prison. Can you imagine the people around this affected by this? Kids, mom,
family,
dad, wife, girlfriend, grandmother, grandpa, aunts, uncles, families, and Plumlee, who's suffering a concussion and a fractured skull, what his mom and his family is going through right now over a golf ball.
Yep. Doesn't make any sense, Big.
It doesn't make any sense. You're right.
No, you got to take yourself out of those kind of situations, and people get too hot-headed. You know what I mean? You know me. I play with guys sometimes. The first time they throw a club, they'll never see me again.
Right.
The first time they start slamming things and cursing because they missed the shot, they did this, they did that, I can't. I don't have time for that kind of stuff, man. I go to the golf course to
Billy, how do we educate? How do we educate those people? I mean, I understand your point of view, and we need to separate from that. And here's the thing. When we become a society of absorbing education and knowledge, we're going to be a better society. And when you absorb that knowledge and education from people that might be wise and you listen to that, you know, we're going to be a better society. But you're right. You know, if they don't want to listen and they don't want to take the advice or take the knowledge and say, hey, you know, don't do that. You know, and then all of a sudden they have an attitude with you. You know, don't effing tell me what to do. You know, I guess the only choice is to separate yourself from these people.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you can control what who you play with, who you don't want to play with, and stuff like that. And I'm not gonna go to golf and then sit there for an hour between holes and worry about who I'm gonna hit into. I'm taking myself out. I don't want to get aggravated. Most people will get aggravated. They go, I paid a lot of money. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to start doing silly things, like hitting into people. You know, I've hit somebody with a golf ball, unintentionally.
Right.
But I have.
Yeah.
And I've gotten hit with a golf ball, and it's not fun.
No.
You know, I mean, I was bruised. It hit me in the chest. I had not one lump, but two, and everything turned black and blue. And when I hit that guy, I mean, I didn't see him. And he apologized because he went back to the green because he left his wedge. And I didn't see him there, and I hit into the green. I ended up hitting him in his thigh, and he had a huge welt. And only I stopped playing because, if I hit him in the head for not being more considerate.
You feel bad, yeah.
I would have felt really bad. I mean, it was terrible. I felt terrible. I had to stop playing.
Hey, listen, it happens. It happens. Yeah. You hit a golf ball, and you hit the distance of your life. That has happened, and people have apologized for it. As a matter of fact, I've hit a distance that there was no way I thought I would reach them, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's a par five, and I'm like, holy cow, I just hit that guy, you know?
Yep.
And here's a proper thing to do. And I went up, and I went out of my way and drove ahead to apologize and say, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
And I said, if you're sticking around for a drink afterwards, please, I want to buy you a drink. And usually, no, that's not necessary. And you know what? That's just my way of saying, you know what? It's a gentlemanly thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
So, all right, Billy. We're out of time here on the first segment, and your golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today, and it makes for a great holiday gift idea. Coming up next after the break, Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation. Your Golf Life Report will be on today, and also Billy and I will have Biggs Product of the Week, which is our holiday gift guide, and it's the $50 and under category. That is the last segment here on Biggs Golf Talk, right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's G-O-L-F-D-O-T-Z.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N-15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And, you know, Billy and I was talking about a little bit about Tiger Woods because I really didn't want to get a full deep conversation with Billy because my next guest, he writes for Lynx Nation. He is one heck of a friend, one heck of a guy, too. We also have a common friend that I just found out that he knew and I know. So Jason Bruno, join us here on Biggs Golf Talk. Early Christmas present, Jason Bruno, to Tiger fans as he gets out there for the second round as we record this on Friday morning and actually getting his score up there pretty well. Now he's a minus one right now as we record this.
Yeah, John, as we're recording, he's minus two for the day and just made an incredible up and down on the eighth hole from up against the bush in the waste area there on that hole. So he's, I guess he's turning around a little bit in the second round after 73 in the first round.
Let's talk about this comeback happening here at the Hero World Challenge. I personally... You know, I've been chomping at the bits to find out what he's playing and what he has in the bag. So let's run that down first. What does he have in his bag, Jason Bruno?
All right, we'll start off with the golf ball. He's playing the Bridgestone B330S, which is the softer model, a little higher spin than the regular B330. He's playing TaylorMade Woods M2 driver, M1 3 wood. Playing his same old Nike irons. From what I understand, last I saw, Vokey wedges, and most importantly, he's got that old Scotty Cameron Newport 2 that he won 13 majors with back in the bag. That might be the most important thing that's back in the bag.
Is the reason why he's playing Nike irons still yet is just he just hasn't made up his mind, or he's still testing other irons out?
Well, he doesn't tend to play anything iron-wise that is cavity pack or high tech, or he's pretty much a blade guy still. So he's probably not in any kind of rush to switch from the blades that they designed for him to, you know, somebody else's club, because not too many companies are still putting blades out anyway. You still have the Mizunos of the world and companies like Miura. I think Titleist still makes some blades for the likes of Adam Scott and those guys, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't switch irons for, you know, for most of the season, unless he actually signs another equipment endorsement contract. And there's all kind of rumors swirling around about that, but we'll leave that until that actually becomes official. But I think he'll probably stay with those blades for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he had them in the bag for most of 2017.
At his press conference, he was asked a question about why now, why today did he come back, why didn't he come back at the Safeway Classic, and he kind of went through his reasoning behind it, and I kind of, you know, didn't know that reasoning until that press conference about, you know, he just wants to make sure that his other ventures, and what a smart business guy this Tiger Woods is too, right, setting up his life for the second phase, as he calls it, of his life for the next future, for his future and his kids' future as well. Also being a father to his children during that time and setting that up for when he did come back. Now he comes back at the Hero World Challenge this week and tees off in the first round. Looks pretty good on the front eight. And then bogeys start on number nine and a little on the back nine. Talk about his play, and were you impressed by his play? Were you not impressed by his play? Was it kind of different on the front nine and different on the back nine, obviously having a little more trouble on the back nine? What about Tiger Woods' new swing, and how does it look?
Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about his physique, John. He looks a little leaner to me than he had in the past. You know, I spoke to a an expert on spinal injuries down here in South Florida, Dr. Andrew Wasserman, and we talked about Tiger's rehab and what the injury would entail and how it would affect him. And it was obvious to him, and it looks obvious to me, seeing Tiger. And, you know, you see him every once in a while in South Florida where I live, where at his restaurant and about at Medalist Golf Club. He looks a lot leaner, and it's pretty obvious that he hasn't been able to work out with the same regimen he did before. And Dr. Wasserman had basically told me that I'm sure it was his trainers and doctors' recommendation to cut way back on the heavy stuff, probably change up his routines, do a little more probably cardio work and whatever weights he's doing, you know, much lighter. So he looks a lot freer in his movement to me. He doesn't look as powerful or as violent of a move, which I'm sure he's had to work on probably smoothing out his motion and not be quite as violent in transition because of the injury.
And that takes time, right? Because, I mean, how many times have we also been up there and we just want to rip it every time we're on a tee box? And I've seen the videos and I've seen his practice sessions where he has a lot more of a smoother swing. We're not seeing the torque of a Tiger Woods than we have seen in the past.
Well, he made mention of, you know, some nerve regeneration that had to occur after his last two surgeries. And according to Dr. Wasserman, you're looking at anywhere from 6 months to a year just for a nerve to regenerate. So he had a lot of downtime where he probably wasn't able to exert himself at all. And whatever movements he was working on were probably obviously in very, very slow motion. So it looks to me like he had really worked hard on technique rather than, you know, any kind of power or burst because he wasn't able to. So his practice sessions, are going to be cut down quite a bit, according to the doctor. He's not going to be able to practice nearly as long or as hard as he did in the past. So whether that's going to affect him to how quickly he gets back to form, well, I mean, only time will tell. But he looks pretty fit to me. I think it's going to come down to more a matter of scoring capability and how he manages himself out there as the rounds go on. He was 4-under yesterday through the first, I guess, 6 or 8 holes. And then it looked like he kind of ran out of gas, made a couple poor moves at the ball, maybe a couple poor decisions here and there. And he ended up shooting 40 on the back nine, 4 sixes on his card over the last 10 holes yesterday en route to his 73. So, I mean, it was probably what you should expect from his start. It probably will only get better from here, I would think, John.
You know, being his first round back, his first competitive round back on the PGA Tour itself, in my opinion, I think it's pretty impressive. And seeing him in round two now, I think he's more relaxed. I think he got the jitters out of round one. And I really think that's what it was a lot of. Even though we're talking about probably one of the greatest golfers of all time, you know, playing this year, and he's done so much for golf. I don't care who you are. You may not like Tiger Woods, and I know a lot of people that don't like Tiger Woods, but the fact of the matter is he brings in crowds. He sells tickets, and that is, in some cases, very important to some tournaments and the PGA Tour, because the TV ratings then go up as well, because, you know, people, even if you don't like Tiger Woods, you want to see either how bad he's doing or how good he's doing.
No, I agree. He is the needle, John. There's no doubt about it. You could see that leading up to this, and now, you know, in the event that they're out there in the Bahamas, he's just, it's unbelievable just the amount of social media buzz and everything else that's happened after literally 466 days away from his last tournament round. The buzz seemed as strong as ever. So if he can regain some form, there's no reason to think that his popularity won't, you know, increase at this point. The question is, can he regain that form? Can he play with Henrik Stenson, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson,
Jordan Spieth,
guys of that ilk that, you know, are on top of the game right now, Rory McIlroy. Can he get back to that point? That's a big question. There's a lot of doubters. There's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a big spectrum in between both of those two. So only time's going to tell. As far as his interview with Charlie Rose a few weeks back, where he said that he was expecting to win more than 18 majors, I don't know if that was just him being overly optimistic or
maybe shaking it up a little bit.
Maybe. I think he went from where he was down in the dumps, where he couldn't get out of bed for so long and thought his career might be over, to all of a sudden he became physically fit, and maybe, you know, the euphoria of starting to flush the ball again, you know, got him pretty excited. So, but putting the ball in the hole, beating those guys, is a whole different story. I've heard all kind of different rumors and reports from people here in South Florida about how well he's playing back home at Medalist and how he played at Seminole last week. And some people dispute that he shot the 63 at Seminole. Some people said it happened. Only time's going to tell whether he can make his way back and beat those guys.
I think a big accomplishment right now, as he's playing in round number two, and he's currently three under for the day, and bogey free through 10 holes.
And he's playing by himself, John.
Is he really?
He's playing by himself because it's now a 17-man field that has, because Rose has withdrawn with a back injury. So Justin Rose has been suffering with some back issues for the last few months, and I guess it flared up on him yesterday. So Tiger is out there playing by himself. He's made the turn in, I think, about an hour and 20 minutes. So it's going to be a quick second round.
Getting through nine holes on a PGA Tour in an hour and 20 minutes, that's fast.
It's interesting, John, because Mark Russell from the PGA Tour gave him the option of playing with a marker or playing alone, and he chose to play alone. So that was his option, obviously, and he wanted to probably stay in his own mode and not be distracted. So looks like it's working so far.
So for Jason Bruno of Lynx Nation, what do you foresee future of Tiger Woods?
That's a good question. If you want my honest opinion, from what I see right now, I think he will be competitive in the future. Whether he's going to win multiple events or majors, that's a tough one. That's a tough call. I mean, I think he will win again. Whether he wins more majors, I think we really just have to wait and see on that one. I'm a little skeptical about whether he can beat those guys at the top of the game right now, but especially since I'm a 40-something and he's a 40-something, and I've got a lot of tread on my tires, he's got a lot of tread on his tires, and it's tough to beat guys that are younger, faster, and more powerful than you are. Now, he's got talent beyond most mortals, so it's doable, but it's going to be interesting to watch. I really don't know, John.
As the years pile on, it gets harder and it gets harder and it gets harder, and the probability gets lower and lower and lower. Jason Bruno, Lynx Nation, how can people follow you and find out what's happening with Lynx Nation?
They can visit the website at lynxnation.com. They can see some of my work at golflife.com. And they can follow me on Twitter at Lynx Nation.
Hey, brother, happy holidays to you and your family. And by the way, you and I, with a mutual friend, with Instagolf LLC and the Spider Divot 2, and that's Rick Hetzel, and you just got finished playing golf with him this past week down there in Florida, and what a nice guy he is.
Rick is a keeper. I really enjoyed my time with him, and I'm glad that we're all associated with Biggs Golf Talk. Wish you guys a great holiday, and make sure you mention that little 4-under I threw at him on the back the other day when you see him.
I'm going to. I am definitely going to do that. And, brother, we're going to see you in January at the PGA Show, and I'm excited about that, my friend.
I look forward to finally sitting down with you and breaking bread, John.
Absolutely. Hey, Jason, I got to ask you one more question before I let you go. What's that number one golf gift on Jason Bruno's list for 2016?
Ooh, number one golf gift on my list. You know what? If push comes to shove, I got to say it's the Centio putter. You can check that out on my website at lynxnation.com.
There you go. And also read the Lynx Report, Lynx Nation Report, every Monday at golflife.com. Brother, we'll see you in January, my friend. Happy holidays.
Thanks, John. Enjoyed it. Back to you and your family.
Coming up next, it is your Golf Life Report right here on Biggs Golf Talk as we make the turn on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. We will be right back.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket. The Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGolfTalk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patented hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit
Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is RUKKET.com.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are over, but Golf Life has tons of deals still going on. Head over to our discount deals page, where not only do we provide great gift ideas, but we also give you discount codes from each golf company. When you save money, you can put it back into your game. So head over and check out our great deals from Callaway Golf Apparel, Loft Golf, Ready Putt Putter Covers, Next Felt Belts, Cure Putters, Bender Gloves, Putter Buddy, H-Wedge, plus many more great companies to choose from. I am sure you can find the perfect gifts, and we hope to save you some money. Are you interested in winning some prizes this holiday? Head over to golflife.com and enter to win our Christmas package featuring T-Claw, 4 yards more golf tees, and a Mura golf driver. The Golf Life Holiday episode is currently airing on Fox Sports networks across the country. Be sure to check your local listings so you don't miss out. If you want to find out when it airs near you, visit golflife.com and click on the TV schedule tab. In this episode, we visited Petco Park to take part of the Links at Petco presented by Callaway Golf. We learn about a new training aid that can help you with your club speed. We also review the Swing Caddy 2 launch monitor. Are you struggling with your game? We talked with several top teachers that provide you lessons on what you can work on to improve your game. So don't miss out on this holiday episode from Golf Life. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter at golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us. Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18. I'm Big John Vick. He's Bill, the Golf Father Quavis. And Billy, just before the Golf Life Report, I had a chance to sit down with Jason Bruno talking about the big comeback by Tiger Woods, and Tiger Woods actually completing his second round bogey-free. How about that? And talked about the equipment that he's using, still using the old Nike irons. I'm still thinking he's still got to be signing an iron contract with somebody pretty soon. But using TaylorMade woods and using Vokey wedges and the Bridgestone golf ball, my friend. What do you think about that?
I was impressed with it when I heard about the Bridgestone golf ball thing. And Vokey wedges, can't go wrong with those. TaylorMade, those M irons, the woods that they have, they've heard nothing but good things about them, and they're all over the tour. So I'd love to see what irons he ends up using, though.
Yeah, I am too. And, you know, Jason Bruno says, you know, he's got to be pretty picky because he's so used to using blades, you know. And
yeah.
So you really have to be comfortable because you mishit a blade iron shot and forget about it. It's all done. I mean, you got to hit that thing perfectly. So
he got to be playing those. And you see, that's why. So we'll see what he comes up with next time that he's going to switch over to. I'm interested in seeing what he's going to come to next.
Yep. 2 weeks ago, we gave you under $25 holiday gift ideas, Biggs holiday gift ideas for Biggs product of the week. And this week, it's under $50. $50 and under holiday gift ideas. It is time for Biggs product of the week.
This is Biggs product of the week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Quavis, with this week's product of the week.
Billy, I'm going to start off with the Biggs product of the week, under $50 gift idea. I got to go with Gust Buster Umbrella as the top of my list for that choice because, you know, let me tell you something. How many times have we been caught in the rain, caught in wind, and both rain and wind just doesn't mix together? With the Gust Buster Umbrella, you are covered. And I mean every pun intended on that, my friend. Gust Buster Umbrella can personalize, customize, and keep you dry even in the gustiest winds ever. Tested up to 55 plus miles per hour, the Gust Buster Umbrella can withhold many different conditions, windy and rain, and keep you dry and get you through your round. Billy, you have used Gust Buster Umbrella. I use Gust Buster Umbrella. It is really a great choice, my friend.
Yes. Works really well here in Florida. Does help with the wind. I've had other umbrellas that actually, you know, help pull you along. And this one seems, yeah, you know what I mean. So, you know, you feel like Mary Poppins with some of the umbrellas, but this one works really, really well.
The next product on my list is NextBelt. I have many different buckles, many different straps. I even use NextBelt when I'm umpiring baseball games. It has withstand the time and withstand the abuse. And, Bill, you can't go wrong because a belt that always fits and gives you a quarter inch of fit on every pull on it, and it has a ratchet system, and the straps are quality, the buckles are quality. You just cannot go wrong, especially a company that supports the Folds of Honor.
No, can't go wrong with that. I mean, I've been using them for years, and, I mean, they're amazing belts. And then, of course, the fact that they do support Folds of Honor is, I mean, it's a win-win. You get a great product, and you help support a great, you know, support a great cause.
The next thing on my list is Encore golf balls. Be more with Encore. With the Caliber golf balls, that is $30. The Avant is only $20. So the Avant really falls under the $25 range. But with the Caliber up there, we have to put Encore golf under the $50 mark right there. Encore golf balls, be more with Encore. And they have made a big splash onto the golf scene with their golf balls, Billy.
Yeah, I've tried I haven't tried the new ones, but I did play the older models, and I did like it. I actually hit it too far, and it went in over the green and into the water because I hadn't played it, so I didn't really know how it was going to react. But it reacted so well that I hit him in the water. I was hitting him over the green, and I lost him really, really quick.
Now, Billy, what about those people that might have a too wide foot and can't afford custom golf shoes? Well, I have the answer for you. Insta Golf Shoes by Insta Golf LLC. I talk about it in spots about their Spider Divot Tool, and that's another great gift idea. But the Insta Golf Shoes, 2011 Top New PGA Product Award, $32.95 for the Insta Golf Shoes. And what this is these, you remember those old rollerblades that you could put over your shoes and just lock it in? It's pretty much what this is. This is a durable and well-constructed golf shoe, actually, golf slip-on, if you will, that goes over your shoes. And it's great if you travel a lot where you can't fit your shoes in a suitcase, you don't want to really take your shoes with you, and this is something that we really can, and maybe your shoes break. You don't have something spare. Have the Insta Golf Shoes as your backup in your golf bag, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, they come in a nice little knapsack thing that you could attach to your bag. I have a pair. I've had a pair, and I've actually, you know, what's really neat about them is that when you wear down the spikes, you can change them.
Yeah.
You can change them out.
Right.
So just because they come with one set, you know,
it's not disposable. You can still use it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You can, I mean, I've had mine for at least 4 years So, and they're great because I don't know how many times I've actually forgotten to bring my spikes with me and, you know, my cleats or whatever, you know, whatever golf shoes I have for that day, depending on the condition. And they're great to have on the back because it's like having them attached all the time. You'll never be without a pair of shoes as long as you have those around.
Absolutely. So there is my list of under 50 gift ideas. This will be posted on Biggs Golf Talk with links and promo codes to some of these items that I have said here on the program today, as is the under 25 is also on Biggs Golf Talk as well. And next week we will have the $100 and under gift ideas. But Billy, you still have your under $50 gift ideas, and what are those?
Yeah, my number one for under 50 is going to be the new Seymour putting mirror that they have. I believe it's like $49.99.
The SPI CT mirror.
Yes, and I've been you know playing with it now. It helps you align your shoulders. We talked about it as for product of the week, and I mean it gives you instant feedback, and there's so many important things to putting. And this goes great with the Seymour. Not only is your ball going to be lined up, it's going to make sure that you're in the proper alignment, your shoulders are set up, your arms are set the right way. So it's really great, you know, to use as a warm-up tool before you get on the course.
Absolutely. All right, what's your second item, my friend?
My second item, I'm going to go with Loft Golf. You know, lots of full talented people use them. They also happen to be the shirt that I use that has my logo on them.
Yep.
So I've been a big fan of Loft Golf.
I am, and they've been a longtime sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk as well.
And yeah, they're great people. They make great products. I mean, every year he gets better and better. I mean, I have some of the original shirts that still look just like new compared to the new shirts that I have. So, I mean, you can't beat it for the price. It's very affordable. And
well, listen to this. I just heard from John Halverson. He has a deal that's going to expire on December 11th. And listen to this deal, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to find a cheaper golf shirt anywhere and well-made as well. The current deal right now, buy any one shirt for $30. Use promo code TAKE1 or two golf shirts for $50. That's not all. Free shipping, my friend. Free shipping.
You can't ask for a better deal than that. You know what I mean? So that's a big deal for under 50. And they're shirts that are going to last forever. They're really comfortable. They're durable. Yep. They're made for any kind of weather. You know, and they got like an SPF of like, 50 or something. Like some
protects you from the sun, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I love about, you know, me playing in the Florida sun all the time. You need that kind of extra protection, you know, not only for your skin, but it helps, you know, keep the material as well from being, you know, fading and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it's a great product. You know,
I agree. All right, what is your next product, my friend?
My next one, I'm going to go with Player's Towel. I've been using them for a long time. I actually have my golf ball logo on several different towels that they've made for me, and they're always a big hit. You know, I like the personalization. I've actually lost one before, and found somebody had it on their bag, and I asked him, I was like, "Is that your name?" And he was like, "Oh, no, I found it." I was like, "Well, usually you would turn them in because it was my towel." So then he asked me if I wanted it. But it's good when you have a personalized towel. You know how many towels I've lost on the course?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're all the same. But with Player's Towel, there's no mistaking it. It's yours. And, I mean, they got all kinds of them. You can customize this to anything you want. Your logo, different names, whatever you want, they can do it.
Absolutely. And that's what I like about it. So it's personalization. You know, I still have yet to have a Player's Towel, and I really got to get myself one. I've been wanting one as well.
You got to get one. Definitely. You definitely
got
to.
Holiday gift idea, my friend. There you go.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. The next one, we got to go. I mean, I don't think we've done this yet, and we got to see about it. I don't know if have you ever had them on the show. But Jeff King has King Made Jerky.
I have had it's been a couple of years, but we got to give him back on the show because he has
great
stories being a caddy on tour.
Yeah, I mean, and he I love. I mean, it's the best jerky I've ever had.
I agree. And, you know what and I mean? It's real. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. It's not loaded with salt and all these other additives and stuff. It's amazing, man. I love all the flavors, but, you know, they got like three or four different flavors. And I mean, I can't stop. I need the big bag.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all over tour. I mean, you've seen great players eating it everywhere, from Ricky Fowler to Tiger Woods.
Beef Johnson.
Yeah.
He showed a picture on social media about Beef Johnson eating his jerky.
That's right. And who knows Beef better than Beef Johnson? You
That's
know
right.
what I mean? Who knows better?
That's right.
So, yeah. Well, we do because we've had it for a lot longer than he has.
and you can't go wrong because they have an assorted flavor six-pack for $49.99.
And it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because I've paid some ridiculous prices for jerky, and you go eat it, and I'm like, I can't get my money back, and I'm not going to eat this anymore because it doesn't taste good. But it's just all natural food. I mean, the process that he does, you know, when he's not catting on tour, he goes home and makes this stuff. So you got to give it a try. And whoever you give it to as a Christmas gift is going to love it.
I wonder if we could get Jeff to send us something for Christmas for our stocking stuffer.
Yeah. You never know. He might be listening to this.
I'm sure he is. All right, my friend. Anything else?
Was that four or five?
I don't know. I think we got one more, and I think both of us can share this one. Rose and Fire.
Yes. That was my other choice. You know that I've been talking about them. Rose and Fire. I mean, for customization of all. I mean, they're coming. I mean, they used to be just covers, but they're becoming so much more. The growth and the expansion of them has been phenomenal.
And they have plenty of quality covers for like $27. I mean, you can go.
Yes.
I mean, as high. No offense. I mean, you could go as high as $76 with leather and stuff like that. You could go get it really extravagant. But you know, the nice little black with red crazy stripes, which I absolutely love, is $27.
Yeah.
The digital camouflage, $24. Mm-hmm. You know,
and these are top quality for that price.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Hand sewn, made in the USA.
Made in the USA, and the products that he used to make these head covers, you know, towels. They're making wallets. There's so much that he has that's custom made, that's made here in America. With quality material that's made to last, and I mean, he's just doing an amazing job. I mean, there's so many choices. Anybody on your list would love any kind of things that Mike got going on Rose and Fire over there.
All right, brother, we're going to put all these products under $50 gift ideas on BigsGolfTalk.com. You'll see a nice little logo that says gift ideas also at the top of the page. Products of the week, just a drop down menu there and hit gift ideas and go to the right there, and we'll have promo codes for a lot of these products, and we'll reach out to some of the products we don't have promo codes and see if they'll give us something for you for the holiday season as a promo code, as a discount, and then we'll post it on the page as well. Billy, that does it for us here, man, my friend, and we'll see you next week here on Biggs Golf Talk.
You got it, Biggs. I'll see you next week, Biggs.
All right. I want to thank Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation for joining us, and I want to thank the Golf Life Report. That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by
golfknickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Tune in when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!